If you've got a thirst for knowledge that never quits, Brightside Podcasts are just what you need. Whether you're into recent discoveries, space exploration, true stories, or useful tips for self-improvement, psychology, gadgets, or just your day-to-day routine, there's something for everyone.
Oh, you're too scared to open your eyes. You check your forehead, and your temperature seems fine. All your vital signs seem okay. When you open your eyes again, though, you realize it isn't a prank. Everything is really black and white. You look at your goldfish and realize you can't even call it that anymore. You're just staring at a fish-shaped object floating in nothingness. Your once colorfully decorated apartment is now just black and white shapes and patterns. But hey, at least that zebra-striped couch still looks good. You try to figure out what's happening and realize all the color has drained from the world. You can see black and white because they aren't actually colors, they're just shades. Seeing everything in black and white basically just means that you're seeing the shades of colors without seeing the colors themselves. You check the outside world, and everyone is panicking and bumping into each other. Driving in particular is hard without access to a normal range of colors. At a traffic light, people have to check the position of the flashing light to see if they should stop or go. This isn't a case of mass color blindness. Contrary to what people think, color blindness just means that a person can't see a wide range of colors. For them, a tomato might look orangish or even just a slightly different shade of red. What everyone's going through now is more like achromatopsia. This is a very rare condition that causes people to see only black, white, and shades of gray. You can only see the vague outline of clouds above you, and you can't even tell what kind of day it is. From the light gray sky, you guess it might have been a nice day. The birds are freaking out too. They rely on vision to coordinate and find food. They can see shapes pretty well, but it won't be as easy to spot things now. Back in your apartment, you look at the mirror and see yourself in black and white, or rather, many shades of gray. You check your phone to see everyone asking for help and wondering what happened. The world, as everyone knew, is gone. Now, you all live in an old-fashioned film. You continue looking through your social media feed and see that it's all anyone is talking about. Everyone is sharing their experiences on how black and white life is affecting them. All the way to Paris, your family have lost all sense of the city of romance. The charming cafes are just dull, and even croissants have lost their appeal. Your friends who constantly post pictures of themselves in tropical islands with lush coconut trees, crystal clear water, and white sandy beaches are going to have to find a new way to get some likes. Now it all just looks bland and boring. You get a call from your friend on the train, and people are in a frenzy. He tells you that there's a place where everyone is going to find answers from some leading scientists. You turn on the news and see chaos all around, from the highways to the public sectors. No one knows what's happening. Hospitals are being flooded with people not knowing why they're seeing black and white. Scientists on the news are trying to figure it out, but they too don't have answers. Not yet, at least. Your office calls you and tells you not to come to work today. And that's lucky, since you're a graphic designer. Your job completely relies on colors. You can hardly create an appealing logo for your flower shop client if you can only use black, white, and gray. Your plan was to use green to represent nature, but that's not an option anymore. Actually, maybe gray will represent nature from now on. The logo for the fast food joint you're working on is ruined too. You use flashy colors, like bright red and yellow, to grab people's attention. How can you create an energetic design in black and white? That's not all. Most important things are messed up too. All that hard work you were doing creating the local bank's logo has gone to waste. Banks usually have blue and white in their logo and design, since it's associated with trust and communication. Now, no one will be able to trust banks. You wouldn't want to open an account with a bank that has a logo or color scheme that looks like it belongs to a fast food chain. Now, you won't be able to even tell the difference. Colors have been culturally embedded in our heads for centuries. We wear black at funerals to show respect and condolences. But you can't wear a white dress at a wedding unless you're the bride. Purple was used for royalty thousands of years ago and still represents that today. But there are more important things to focus on other than things like logos. After turning off the TV, you take your car and head out. But before doing that, you look for something to wear. You open your closet and see shirts, ranging in color from black to white. You don't know which shirt is which, but you grab anything and put it on. You'd probably look ridiculous if people could see in color. The roads are filled with traffic and people pulling their hair out, trying to figure out what's going on. It's also impossible to drive normally when you can only see in shades of gray. And this is at 12 p.m., noon, the peak of daytime. But what happens when it's sunset or night? You're racing against time, but the traffic is insufferable. On the radio, people are trying to come up with reasons why this is happening. Some people are saying the sun has gotten weaker or our eyes not perceiving the light properly. Either way, nothing is helping. After many hours, you start to feel tired. The sun is beginning to set and the darkness is amplified way more than it used to be. At least when it was noontime, you could see some shades of gray, but now, darkness, blackness. Someone behind puts on their high beams and it blinds you instantly. You cover your eyes and can't even open them. The light is too intense. The whole world is in a state of confusion. All businesses are at an immediate halt. Importing and exporting is impossible because travel by air and sea is much more dangerous now. As soon as you arrive at your destination, you're surrounded by thousands of people trying to figure things out. But it's no use. The genius scientists have no answer for anything. 1 year later. Well, looks like humanity has gotten quite used to seeing everything in black and white. The world is even a bit more peaceful like this. Businesses are still gradually getting back on their feet, and people have found routine again. As for you, well, you still kept your job as a graphic designer. Only this time, your focus is on shapes and sizes rather than color schemes and palettes. The world operates during the day, but no one can risk going out at night. Going out for dinner, wearing your finest clothes, is now a thing of the past. The latest anyone would be comfortable going out would be right before sunset. The world has adapted to the new black and white color scheme by putting labels on everything. The traffic lights now flash in big letters, "Go" and "Stop." You wear glasses all the time now. They were created by scientists to help people see the different shades of gray better and protect them from the brightness of the light. But sadly, it didn't bring back colors. But at least you can rock your new style. You're having a day off at work and put the radio on. The movie industry is at an all-time low because films are back to how they were in the 1950s. People would rather listen to music instead of watching something in black and white, just like their everyday lives. Food still tastes as good as it was, but eating a gray hamburger with a gray milkshake ruins some of the fun. It's far too easy to mix up the salt and pepper, too. And especially salt and sugar. I hate it when I do that.